It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Even as more Coloradans become eligible for COVID-19 vaccines, doctors say it's still important to test for the virus. Dr. Anuj Mehta is a pulmonologist and critical care physician at Denver Health Hospital.
One of the more important aspects of testing, which is, you know, doing a subset of all the positive tests to figure out which variants are predominant in Colorado, testing continues to be really critical. And unfortunately, we're seeing drop-offs in testing as people focus only on vaccination.
Dr. Mehta serves on the governor's expert emergency epidemic response committee. He says a year into the pandemic, testing remains critical in order to control the spread of COVID-19. Just over 70% of Coloradans age 70 and older have received the COVID vaccine. Now the state moves on to people age 65 to 69 and younger people who have medical conditions that put them at high risk. The latest group also includes some essential workers. They start getting vaccinated this Friday. Some Metro Denver school districts say they're being unfairly penalized for testing student athletes for COVID-19. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Districts aren't required to test student athletes. Just a few do. But a 14-day quarantine is required for an entire team if an athlete tests positive. Superintendent Chris Godowski says his Adams 12 district has 100 quarantined athletes who have not tested positive who now can't compete in upcoming regional and state competitions.
These students pose no greater risk and have no greater incidence of COVID late in the quarantine cycle than other students.
Meantime, districts who don't test their students who could be COVID positive can compete. Some districts want a rule change. The state health department didn't immediately respond to an interview request. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado weather is mostly sunny and warmer today with rain and snow tomorrow. This is CPR News.